Describe that thing.
This is a floor plan for this house. You notice on the first floor we have bedroom, two bedrooms, mm-hmm. a bath, hall here. This really is where I have hall, should probably be called den. Mm-hmm. And we have a living room, which we're in now, dining room there, kitchen. Have a porch to the outside, mm-hmm. or a veranda. At the end of the hall, there's a stairway that leads up stairs to the second floor. To your immediate right, after you get up to the top of the staircase, is your bath, and then there's a hallway that takes you to a bedroom on either side, mm-hmm. about two large bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And we have some storage sections up there, about mm-hmm. three storage sections.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. Thank you. I want to ask you some things about yourself and your family before we get started on the questionnaire. You were talking to me yesterday about where you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that again.
I was born in Yazoo City, Mississippi. That's in Yazoo County. It's about 60 miles southwest of here.
What were the circumstances?
Well, there was an Afro-American Sons and Daughters Hospital there, and my parents had a policy with it, insurance, which covered birth. So I was born there. They went there mm-hmm. for me to be delivered.
So you were brought back here?
Brought back here.
After what?
Oh, the same night, I think.
Same night.
I guess, yeah. I'm not sure. It wasn't very long. Day, next day, I forgot what they told me. The next day, it was just a matter of hours, you mm-hmm. know.
Okay. And so you've lived here all your life?
Not in this house. This house was built in 1951. Mm-hmm. Before then, we lived on this side of town, but about two blocks from here.
Mm-hmm. As far as living in this town, you've always lived here?
Well, when I finished college, I went to Wisconsin job hunting, and at the same time I was going to graduate school, a school at Marquette University. And I was there for about a year and 9 months. I was on a management trainee program, and during this time that I was drafted, I was on a management trainee program and going to school, grad school at the same time that I was drafted,
mm-hmm.
and I went into service. So I was away during that time,
mm-hmm.
and when I came back, I didn't feel like going to school back then, so I worked here in town for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was an opening came up in teaching. One went on maternity leave, and I finished out her term. I quit my job while I was working here and went on and finished out her term teaching. And they were getting ready to change over to this desegregation, for lack of a better word, era. And I was told that I was going to be hired to work,
mm-hmm.
but I'd have to go and get my hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and got my couple of hours, but I came back there. Wasn't really satisfied with my contract. Pay was okay,
mm-hmm.
but I was going to be a study hall monitor, and
mm-hmm.
you don't ever want to be a study hall
mm-hmm.
monitor. The people that get assigned those jobs now,
yeah.
so you have 160 to 200 kids in there. And
imagine the 200
yeah.
ladies in study hall.
You can't do anything with them.
Yeah.
So I had been talking to my old head of the department down there, and he told me probably to get me some aid to go to grad school, and why not look at that and use my GI Bill, so I agreed to do that, but of course the